Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 7th. Today's devotion is entitled, Did Jesus Break the Sabbath? We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 18. This was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. In John chapter 5, verse 18, John explained why the Jewish leaders intensified their opposition to Jesus. They accused him of breaking the Sabbath because he healed a man on that day and commanded him to carry his mat. Yet Jesus had not violated God's Sabbath law. Rather, he challenged the man-made traditions and interpretations that the religious leaders had added to the law. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus healed the sick, allowed his hungry disciples to pluck grain, showed mercy to the needy on the Sabbath. These actions revealed the true purpose of the Sabbath as a gift from God for humanity's good. Jesus defended his actions by saying, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." Jewish theology already recognized that God continually sustained the universe on the Sabbath. Life continued because God never ceased upholding creation. By connecting his works to the Father's ongoing work, Jesus claimed equality with God himself. This was the deeper reason the leaders sought to kill him. John presented this moment as a pivotal revelation of Christ's divine identity. Jesus did not break God's command. He exposed legalistic distortions and revealed himself as the Lord of the Sabbath. We must guard against turning our relationship with God into a burden of rule-keeping rather than a life of grace-filled fellowship. Jesus fulfilled the law perfectly and now invites us into his rest. Because of Christ, we are no longer trying to earn righteousness through outward performance. His Spirit has written God's law on our hearts so that we may walk freely in joyful obedience. When we rest in Christ, we discover that the Sabbath ultimately points to him. Jesus himself is our true Sabbath rest. Therefore, we can live in the freedom, mercy, and joy of resting in Jesus. Did Jesus break the Sabbath? No. He is our Sabbath. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for sending your Son who perfectly fulfilled the law and revealed your heart of mercy and grace. Forgive us when we become legalistic or place burdens on others that you never intended. Teach us to rest in Christ and to walk in joyful obedience through the power of your Spirit. Help us to live freely under grace, resting in you. In Jesus' name, amen.